And I'm Scott Horsley, traveling with the Kerry campaign in Philadelphia. Bill Clinton looks a little thinner, and he sounds a little weaker after last month's coronary bypass surgery. But the city's Love Park lived up to its name when the partisan crowd welcomed the man, introduced as the last duly elected president of the United States.
If this isn't good for my heart, I don't know what is. Thank you.
The PA system blared Clinton's old theme song, "Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow." But it's really a week from tomorrow that's now on everybody's mind.
From time to time, I have been called the comeback kid. In 8 days, John Kerry is going to make America the comeback country.
The Kerry campaign is counting on the former president to pump extra life into their get-out-the-vote effort and possibly to sway some undecided voters as a living reminder of better economic times. Clinton modestly said he didn't expect his mere presence at today's rally to change anybody's mind, but he hoped his reasons for backing Kerry might affect a few votes.
Now, one of Clinton's laws of politics is this. If one candidate's trying to scare you and the other one's trying to get you to think, if one candidate's appealing to your fears and the other one's appealing to your hopes, you better vote for the person who wants you to think and hope. That's the best.
For days now, the Kerry campaign has been contrasting its own message of hope for the middle class with what Kerry staffers describe as the president's one-note drumbeat of fear. Kerry himself promised a tough fight against terrorism today, but said it would be balanced by domestic policies designed to help people here at home.
All of those issues, after-school programs, health care, Social Security, Medicare, all of the things that make a difference are on the ballot in 8 days. But I'll tell you what else is on the ballot. The character of our country. The dreams of this nation.
Tens of thousands of Philadelphia residents turned out for today's rally. Some, like Alana Betts, admit John Kerry was not the biggest draw.
I hate to say it, but it's Bill. I'm a friend of Bill Clinton. Yeah, I love him. But I'm voting for Kerry. I believe in what he's doing, and Bush has to pay for the war in Iraq. We shouldn't be there.
Meanwhile, Republicans are counting on their own high-profile personalities to help energize voters. Former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani campaigned with President Bush today, saying America must keep fighting the terrorists who attacked on September 11th.
Under President Bush, we have made certain that we go on offense against them, and to make certain we continue to remain on offense, we need to re-elect President Bush and Vice President Cheney.
Former President Clinton will be campaigning for Kerry tomorrow in Florida, and he plans additional stops in Nevada, New Mexico, and his home state of Arkansas. Campaign aides are still waiting to see how much activity Clinton's health will allow, but Kerry joked today it's hard to keep the former president off the campaign trail. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Philadelphia.
And you can chat online with NPR's Linda Wertheimer about the election home stretch. That's on Wednesday at noon Eastern Time. Go to npr.org.